This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and then also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the narcissist in their mask. How long can they have it on? Like, what gets it to drop and things like that? So one of the first things I need to tell y'all is the mask eventually falls off. It just does. I know y'all just like, what is the mask? The mask is the facade the narcissist puts on, the different identity to show you, to pretend to be whoever you want them to need, whoever they are pretending to be, whoever you need them to be. See, that's pretty much what a narcissist is saying to you on the first date. Tell me, or just when they're getting to know you, this is what they're saying. Tell me who you need me to be in order to get you to fall head over heels in love with me. Tell me exactly what you need me to do. And y'all tell them exactly. Just pretty much you give them the blueprint to become whoever you want them to, whoever they need to become. Oh, you like your cheeks clapped to the left? Okay, I won't do it to the right anymore. Okay, you're a vegetarian? Guess what? Me too. You know, you like country music? I only listen to Luke Bryan and, you know, Jason Aldean. That's all I listen to. You know what I mean? So they're going to become whoever they need you to be, whoever you need them to be, whoever you want them to be. But that's the issue right there, y'all. They can only hold it up for a short period of time. They can't hold, like, short. When I mean short period of time, that's subjective to the person. They're going to be, y'all, they're going to be red flags. You just have to be able to catch them. You know what I mean? They're going to be red flags. You just need to be able to catch them in order to get out of it quickly. Because they'll peek behind it. That sounds silly to end it. They'll peek behind them, like, you know, just they'll peekaboo behind the mask every once in a while. You know what I mean? When you get them mad, they'll yell at you. Ooh, sorry. Hey, ooh, spicy. I got a little spicy right there. Sorry. You know what I mean? They'll, hey, shut up. You're like, ooh, wait. Then you might realize they're alcoholic or a drug addict or something like that. You're like, what in the hell did I get involved with? You know, but sometimes they'll show you signs and you need to watch them. Y'all, listen to what they say. You know, this is the thing that blows my mind so much nowadays, y'all. That people are just like, y'all refuse to ask them pertinent questions because you're scared to drive people away. Like, if you asking questions, if you're on my podcast, I'm waving a red flag right now, my actual red flag. If y'all see my TikToks and YouTubes, my Instagram, I'm waving an actual red flag right now. What are you, like, that is a red flag for yourself. If you are scared to ask them questions about their past, that is a red flag for yourself that you're going to be a doormat to this person. That you're already scared to voice your opinion before y'all even into an official relationship. But what if I ask them the wrong question? I drive them away. I always truly believe that you can be racist and, you know, stuff like that to people. But I truly believe that asking questions, the right questions, you can't say the wrong thing or ask the wrong question to the right person. You mean, there's billions of people on the planet. You scared to lose this one? Why? You know, this is my soulmate. So your soulmate just happened to grow up in the same city you do. You know, I'm from Reedsville, North Carolina. So my soulmate just has to be from Reedsville, North Carolina, correct? They just have to be from there, correct? You know what I mean? You have to grow up together. You have to have that same marriage your parents, your grandparents had, correct? That's what y'all want? That's what seems like everybody wants, these old-timey marriages where the woman got ran over and couldn't leave. Now, I see a lot of people saying that too. They want that. Like, I wish we can go back to the old days when the women didn't have options. What the hell is wrong with y'all red pill weirdos? It's like the women got too many options nowadays and they make us work hard to get them. Okay. There's a whole different tangent. Y'all, sorry. I was about to go in on that one. Whew. That just blows my. Y'all, I'm a narcissist and that red pill stuff is weird to me. You know what I mean? I like control. I like that type of stuff. But I'm just like, yo, what the hell? Let's stop right now. It's like, women, you need to be available to your man 24/7. Give up the cheeks when they want. Oh, shut up. Y'all weird. Okay. But women can be narcissists too, y'all. Sorry, y'all. I'm about to fire it up. I really was. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. But yeah. They can't hold it up for so long, y'all. And like I said, and it also is a reason, like, is a red flag for yourself if you are scared to ask them pertinent questions to protect yourself. It just is. I know it sounds weird, but that's right there that's an issue. Because if you're scared to ask it before the relationship gets started, you're gonna be scared to ask during the relationship. So I feel like you have to take back your power and listen. Listen to people. Listen to what people are saying to you, what people are doing to you, and things like that. You know what I mean? You have to be able to do that. You know what I mean? So take back your power and stand in your truth. Because if you don't, I'm just letting you know that you're going to end up, and you're going to end up sad and mad as hell at the world. I promise you. But like I said, back to the topic at hand. Narcissists cannot hold the mask up for so long, y'all. It's impossible. Like, I get tired. Like, when I remember love bombing people or stuff like that, and I'll just get tired. Like, I'm tired of doing this stuff that I don't want to do. So sometimes they'll stop doing it. Sometimes slowly I would stop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Doing the stuff that I didn't want to do. You know what I mean? I would just stop doing it. I was like, I'm not gonna do it anymore. I'm just not. I'm tired. Hey, can we do the thing we did? No. Why not? I don't want to. Like, can we do something I want to do? And then it switches. There's the switch right there. There's a switch. It's subtle. Can we do something that I want to do? Gotcha. And then if you agree, you lose. Of course you want to do something you want to do. Of course you want to make me happy, don't you? You don't want me to leave you, do you? I've been treating you so good. You don't want to lose out on the love of your life, somebody who's made you feel, you know, the way nobody has ever made you feel before. The butterflies are floating around. The cheeks are just clapping and drumming like the Lion King, the beginning of the Lion King. Ding, 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 ding. There you go. You don't want to lose that. But like I said, when the mask comes off, for whatever reason, y'all, it can come off because you tell them something that they don't know about you. That they thought, you know, when the mask comes off, their image of you and how they see you changes forever. It doesn't go back to them. It never does. Now people are like, what can we do to put the mask back on? You can't. Leave. That's how you put the mask back on. That's how you get them to put the mask back on. Because if they want you to stay and they don't want you to leave, leave them. They'll put it back on temporarily, but it's just a temporary thing, y'all. It's just a temporary hold. It's not going to be forever. It's not going to be permanent. They're not going to put that mask on permanently to make you happy. They're going to put it on just to get you back, just to get you to agree to them, and then you're going to be sad as hell and mad as hell. That's why I keep telling people, I was like, you have to be the one to take back your power. You just have to. If you don't, you lose. I promise. You mean, I promise you do. You have to be the one. It has to be you. Like I said, because they're not, like, a lot of times they like having you around. They like using you for whatever they're using you for. If it's, you know, clapping your cheeks, if it's money, if it's just your emotional energy, if you're just their emotional punching bag, if you're good with the kids, whatever it is, they're going to keep you around for that purpose and that purpose only. And the mask goes back on if you leave or something like that, or if they want something from you, you're like, oh, they're acting different today. Oh, I ain't had the cheeks clap like that in a minute. Here they come again, the mask, but they put the mask on to clap the cheeks and then take it off. I gotcha. Back to, you know, put you to sleep. Go back and do everything. Go cheat, do whatever. You know what I mean? And a lot of times the mask starts to slip off sometimes if they find other people. Like if they find somebody else that they're going to replace you with, they'll start to treat you differently. The mask will come off then. They'll start to withdraw from you. And sometimes the narcissist would be the one to push you away. They'll push you away. They'll treat you so badly that you end up leaving them. They just will. They'll treat you so terribly, so badly that you end up being the one to leave them. And then you be sad, you be angry as hell, and then, like I said, but that gives them, when you leave them, that gives them the excuse to move on, the opportunity to move on quickly. Like, what do y'all want me to do? Y'all want me to wait around for her? Like, she left. I'm not going to sit around and wait for her. Like, she left me. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to sit around and wait after I got left? No, I ain't going to do that. Nobody would do that. Would you do that? No, you wouldn't. So that's how, I'm telling you, that's how it goes right there, y'all. That's the mindset of a manipulator right there. You know what I mean? So I just feel like the mask can only go on for certain times, I mean, for a certain period of time. And it just, like, over time, it can come off just because they get tired of holding it up. The mask is heavy, y'all. Pretending to be somebody else, pretending to do a lot of stuff that you don't really want to do to make somebody else happy, that mask is heavy as hell. You know what I mean? you know, it's just like it pretending to do that stuff for an extended period of time, it gets heavy as hell. They get tired. Or you just do, you violate one of the conditions of this love that they have set forth for you. Like, you, a lot of times I tell people a narcissist love is conditional. So if you violate one of those conditions, which you probably, you might not even know what condition it is, y'all. They don't tell you the conditions. You just happen to violate them. So if they don't tell you the conditions and you happen to violate the conditions, you will still end up, you know, you'll still end up violating a condition that you don't know you violated, and they'll start taking the love away. The mask will come off. They'll treat you terribly. On, off, on, off, on, off. That on and off, the taking the mask on and putting it back off. Well, wait, see, I'm saying it too much. Hold on. Sorry, y'all. Taking the mask off, putting it back on over and over and over again is the same effect of the roller coaster, the ups and downs, the highs and lows, the push, the pull. That gets you addicted to people because you know what they are like. When they got the mask on, they are the person you want and need. You know what I mean? They are the person you want to need and things like that. So you have to be able to do that, y'all. They are the person you want and need. They are the person you want to be with and things like that. But then they take the mask off, they go back to the exact opposite of what you want and need. You know what I mean? So you have to decide. It's on you. It really is. I feel like y'all get so much power and decision-making skills, decision-making determinability to the narcissist, that it puts you in untenable predicaments where it's going to hurt you. Though I said, you have to be the one to take back your power, because if you are not, you lose. I promise you. And you don't want to do that, because if you lose, you're done. You just are. So I just feel like, now, work on yourself. Do your thing. Work on yourself. Stay strong. Stay empowered. Like and subscribe for more, because, you know, and put your mask on. put your mask on. You know, take your mask off. I'm just joking. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. And then my podcast is, hit that 5 stars for me on Apple Music if you enjoy the podcast. I'm super thankful for y'all. I'm really, really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm going live on my social media channels every single day this month, yo. So thank y'all so much. Peace.